Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
Oh, it seems like just yesterday we were in this spot. Today is, sorry to say, it is the last new Share Funny podcast of the week because tomorrow is Good Friday, a.k.a. Good Friday. And we do not work on Good Friday because we're Christians.
Good Christians.
We're Good Friday Christians.
That's right.
We're Christians.
Christians.
I have a question. Will you answer my question, please? I think maybe Alexis is the only one that'll fit into this category, but are there certain foods that y'all go to cheer you up? Like when you're not feeling, when you're feeling sad or you're depressed or you're mad or whatever, Riggins, you do?
Absolutely.
Really? I should have known.
What's wrong with
that? That's such a girl thing.
They're called comfort foods.
Right. Right. And did your dad say he wants some comfort food? Would your dad come in and go, you know what? I had a bad day. What's going to cheer me up is a big hot bowl of soup.
No.
Right.
Well, my dad.
If I asked your dad,
doesn't know how to connect to the Wi-Fi, so we take things that, you know, that are helpful and some aren't.
So if your dad were in here and I said, "Hey, when you're feeling down, do you go to a certain type of food that lifts your spirits?"
He wouldn't say that.
No.
Is that what you want to hear?
Okay, so Riggins, what is yours?
Cheesesteak. Okay. I order it delivered. Mm-hmm. And I get it if I'm having, you know, a bad or rough day. I don't really have bad days. But if I'm feeling down or something, I go, you know what would lift me up? A McDonald's chocolate shake. That always did the trick. Mm-hmm. And now as I've gotten older, is a cheesesteak.
Okay. But I do get in moods for things and all of that. And when I eat it, I'm like, oh, that was great. But it's because I do. I mean, a lot of times I'm not in a good place emotionally.
That's like the understatement of the year.
There are scant occasions when I'm not in such a great place emotionally, but I don't say, and I guess going to food instead of alcohol is better, but I don't do either. Well, I'll go get a beer maybe.
Okay.
But that's just to calm me down or whatnot. Does food have the same effect on you?
Because then you'll take a nap.
Yeah. So what is yours, Alex?
I like Outshine the mango popsicles, or I like chicken Alfredo.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy to make. I can make it myself, or I can order it. Easy access to it.
Do you make it? The Alfredo from scratch?
Of course I do.
Okay, I was about to throw you out of here, girl.
Oh, my God.
If you said you got it out of a jar or a packet of something,
I would never.
Thank God.
That is gross.
I know. The jar.
It's what's worse, the jar or the packet? I don't think I've ever had packet.
Oh. Yeah.
Ooh, what you mix it with? Milk?
I think the packet of Alfredo sauce though is better than a packet of Hollandaise sauce. You had that?
Yeah. No.
No. But I've seen them.
Just imagine. Let me catch my breath.
Mom, I'm coming. I'm coming home.
Yeah. Ace, you don't have a food that cheers you up?
Not really. Yeah. I mean, I just, you know, no, there's no real particular food. I like chips and dip a lot, but I think it's because I like chips and dip anytime, happy or sad. I will do, though, like, if at the end of, if feeling stressed or whatever, like, damn, I'm just getting, I need a drink.
Yeah. And
take the edge off, as my dad used to always say. I don't know what that was about, because my dad was apparently the edgiest son of a bitch you ever seen in your life.
He was
always on edge.
But they say that, you know, when you start drinking, to change your mood is when you have a problem with alcohol. But it doesn't say when you do it every now and then.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Like, if you're doing it every day, like, okay, I'm tired, let me have a drink. Or I'm kind of frustrated, let me have a drink. And then it calms you down. But who doesn't get stressed and then just say, but yeah, have you noticed, though, it's a double standard? Because when women do it, it's cute and funny.
Right.
But when men do it, they're obnoxious and they have a problem.
It's like anything else. It's cute and funny when they do it. They drink at lunch. Oh, they're having wine at lunch. Oh, they got a little tipsy at lunch. That's great. Oh, good for them. They're out enjoying their day. A guy goes out and gets a little messed up at lunch and goes home and he's an asshole.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, these kids have just been trying my patience today. And then my mom called with that bullshit. I've got to have a drink. I'm gonna have some wine. I don't care. And everybody's like, oh, honey, go ahead, girl. You know, if a guy comes in the middle of the day and says that, you're drinking already?
What's wrong with you?
Exactly. Oh. Yes. Exactly.
Well, that's not going to make it any better.
Yeah, right. Somebody up my ass the moment I walk in the door after having a bad day. That's how I feel in every relationship. I'm like, you know what? The best thing you can do for me is not set up camp inside my ass. Leave me alone.
Oh, my God.
And it doesn't even have to be messing with you, Riggins, like in a negative way. It's just talking, asking questions.
Yeah. And back off. Damn.
Yeah. But see, and that's the difference between men and women, too, I think. Women don't mind when they come in from work or whatever to be hit with a bunch of questions because it's talking. It's like somebody's interested in them. Men are the other way. Hey, don't start hammering me with a bunch of questions as soon as I walk in the door. Let me sit down. Let me have a drink. Let me, you know, get some heroin in me.
Yeah.
Whatever.
4 minutes before you start.
There's a great song that I think of every time we talk about this by Blackberry Smoke. And it's about he comes in after work and he cracks open a beer and he talks about the question start. What are we going to do about this? Have you seen this on TV? What are we going to do about that? And his line is, the chorus is, I'll get to the bottom of that as soon as I get to the bottom of this. Just give me a couple minutes to have this beer and then I'll be ready to figure out whatever problems you've got for the day.
Right. Well, other people who, when you're talking about their, it doesn't even say comfort food. It just says foods that cheer us up question. French fries was number 10.
Oh, that's a good one, though.
Good one.
Yeah, that's a real good one.
Number 9, cheeseburgers, baked potatoes. Ooh.
I love a good baked potato.
Is that going to cheer you up?
Yes.
I'm going to say this.
Put some cheese in it.
No, dry ass potato.
Mm. A baked potato cheers more people up than French fries?
Yeah. And pizza and fried chicken barely missed the top 10.
Oh, I love fried chicken.
That might be the ultimate.
Yeah, that's probably like that's number one.
Mac and cheese.
Yes.
That must have just been for the ladies. Riggins, this one was you last night. Mashed potatoes.
Had mashed potatoes last night.
I love mashed potatoes.
With no gravy. Isn't that terrible?
If you put enough butter with some salt, it's perfectly good. It
felt wrong.
Brown gravy.
Brown gravy, yeah.
Ugh. Ew. Do you like gravy that you get on mashed potatoes at chicken places like Bojangles? And Bojangles puts white gravy on there, which
gravy.
Is good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Like KFC, their gravy's not good.
Oh, yeah, no, I like that too.
You do?
I think, yeah.
Do you like your mashed potatoes all the way mashed, or do you like them a little bit chunky?
Yeah, I like them a little chunky.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want
like you like your women.
A little chunky. Nothing wrong with that. And topped in gravy.
Oh, okay.
Put some gravy on them things. On them things. Coming in gravy.
Number five, waffles or pancakes.
No.
Is a cheer-up food. Fried rice.
I love fried rice.
Fried rice is good.
With some spicy mayo.
It's not lifting my spirits, though.
No.
Steak.
Yep, I like steak.
Sure, steak is good.
Bacon and eggs is number two.
No.
And if you had to guess, the number one answer from people when they said food that cheers them up, everybody, I don't know anybody who doesn't like this food.
Hamburger.
No, they said cheeseburger.
Oh, cheeseburger is good.
Not pizza. Not fried chicken.
Oh, tacos.
Tacos, yeah.
Tacos.
Good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One in three people said eating tacos instantly puts them in a better mood.
Really?
I tried those mini tacos from Jack in the Box, and oh my God, yeah. They are so good.
Was I lying?
No, you were not lying. You was telling the truth.
I love mini tacos.
Oh, they are so good.
How many? A bunch of them.
A bunch of them. God. They made me happy.
Jack in the Box has good regular tacos, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They are good. But those mini tacos.
I guess, you know, I do cheer up when I'm eating tacos because I'm out at a Mexican place.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm full of margaritas and, you know, soccer and loud Mexican music.
Olay.
Mm-hmm. Not that I care about soccer, but it wouldn't be a Mexican restaurant if there weren't some obscure soccer games going on.
Yeah, they play all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
No matter what time you go into a restaurant, there's soccer games.
I know.
On the TV.
Like, where do they find them all? Or are they all like on a long VHS tape back there just running?
It's from 98.
It's on a loop. Yeah, because who would know?
You wouldn't.
Wouldn't know that.
Yeah, I like that. Makes you feel better.
But you mean going to the restaurant or having them at home?
I prefer having them at home now.
Yeah, but having Mexican food to go is not as good because it needs to be hot when you're eating it.
Doesn't travel well.
No. Especially if somebody has lettuce and stuff on their tacos and gets cold and you try to reheat it.
Soggy lettuce. Mm. It's like warm and gross. Ugh.
I'd still take it.
Oh, yeah.
I love the Mexican food so much.
But you don't eat crunchy tacos. You only eat soft tacos.
I will eat a crunchy taco if I'm feeling, you know, particularly poor that day.
You're an asshole.
Do you ever eat fajitas?
No. Yeah, I love fajitas. I can't ever really eat fajitas because anytime we're out eating Mexican food, we're with my little friend Jenny and her husband. And she gets pissed off if anybody around her orders fajitas because it stinks.
Okay, I was going to ask you, why is that? I have a Mexican restaurant downstairs in my apartment, and I love it. And the only thing I ever get from there is fajitas. And I posted it on my picture, and she messaged me, and she said she was not going to go out to eat with me because I ordered fajitas. Yeah. And I'm like, who doesn't like fajitas?
Yeah, she didn't like that smell. And they do, you know, you'll smell like that for 2 days.
Yeah, but they're so
good. After you've been up in there.
It's a show, and they don't want that.
Yeah, but, I mean, I would say I don't mind if they keep it in the kitchen until it stops smoking.
Yeah, really?
I don't care about
that.
Yeah,
that'd be okay. I'm okay with that, sure.
But if you're in a Mexican restaurant and it's a good one, you're going to smell like it when you leave anyway.
Yeah. It'll be on your clothes the next day.
Yeah, in your hair.
In your damn hair.
Oh, I'm so hungry now.
What's wrong, Ace? You're trying to get your trip booked and you're running.
Yeah, I just forgot to book a stupid car, and it's Alexandria, Louisiana, and there's nothing available to get a car at the airport in Alexandria, shithole Louisiana today.
Yeah.
It's an airport. It's an airport rental car place. They don't have anything available. And I don't know where else you can rent a car in Alexandria. You may not. Can you rent a?
I don't know.
I need a damn. I'm not having a good
car. Can you get an Uber?
No. Well,
they won't come there.
I don't think they have it. They may have it in Alexandria. But I still need a car to get around all weekend. I got a lot of stuff happening this weekend. I'm busy jumping, moving, going places, doing things.
Well,
I got to figure it out.
Maybe
if
you Google rental cars in Alexandria, Louisiana, would that be a first step?
Yeah, I did, but that gave me the airport, and the airport had nothing.
Ew. Man. Well.
Why
does everything happen to you, you know?
Well, in this case, it's because I should have already taken care of it.
Yeah,
I forgot about it.
family doesn't have an extra car that y'all could use while you're in town?
No, because my stepmom's there, but she has no car because she lives in a nursing home. And my mom, they just have the one car.
So your mom and your sister use the same – well, your mom's not driving. So that's your sister's car?
Yeah, when they stopped allowing my mom to drive, my sister took my mom's car and her car and traded them both in and got a new car, even though my mom's car was about to be paid off in a couple months. But it worked out great.
Will she let you borrow her
car? Saved a little money every month. But you'd have saved a lot more money because it would have been paid off in 3 months anyway. But that's whatever.
But then she wouldn't have a new car.
I know.
Duh.
You can't borrow your sister's car?
Well, no, because then she needs a car to get around to get my nephew, and because she kind of runs two households. She's got a house, and then you know where she lives with her and her husband all lives, and then where my mom lives, and she kind of shuffles back and forth between the two.
Sounds like it's going to be a hoot.
It's a predicament. It is a predicament I put myself in because surely, I forgot about the rental car.
Surely you'll find a car somewhere.
Yeah,
I'm sure one of your friends from home can, you know, throw some tires on one of them they got in their front yard.
Yeah. I'm sure something will work out.
He's got a riding lawnmower.
With a couch on it.
Yeah.
They mounted a love seat on a lawnmower.
They took the governor off of it and that thing will fly.
But I mean, I know it's a quandary.
It's just my own
quandary.
You like that word?
I do like that word.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever write down these words that you say you like?
Writing them down in my brain every time.
Let me ask you a question.
Like periphrastic from yesterday?
Yeah, periphrastic.
You know what that means?
Yeah, being talking a lot.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can I ask y'all a question real quick?
I'm sorry.
Not to dominate the conversation here with this rental car, but I'm on a site, and it says pickup date 4/1, which is today, right?
Correct.
And then drop-off date 4/4, right? Mm-hmm. So that's Sunday.
Correct.
Okay? When I click search, it tells me, oh, I'm sorry. The pickup date can't be in the past. Never mind.
I want to pick it up in the past and drop it off in the future.
That way I don't get charged.
That's
right. Yeah, I'm fooling you. Yeah.
My fault. I thought it was the drop it off day, but okay. I'm a little upset. Mm-hmm. Hang on. I'll get back to you.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, Neogenix.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
All right. Looks like the quandary with the rental car, or lack thereof, in Alexandria, Louisiana, that Ace needs today. It looks like we're making progress with that.
Yeah. Like
a very nice listener. Is that from a listener,
it
Alexis?
Is. It is.
Sent us some available vehicles for rent in Alexandria, Louisiana through Toro, which is where you rent regular. It's like an Uber kind of situation. You rent a person's car from them directly, not from a car rental place.
Right, and they're usually unique cars that make it more interesting.
Like she sent over, there's a Tesla available.
Yeah, imagine you in a Tesla. Vibes.
In a Jeep.
I can't be rolling up to this crawfish boil in Woodworth, Louisiana. Yeah, I'm going to Friday night. Tesla.
Why not? That'd be a vibe.
No.
Oh. You get your ass kicked.
Yeah, because it's electric.
Oh, here comes the electric car.
Big city. Look out. Oh, here comes Jane Fonda.
Right. It's my out here.
Hanoi Jane's pulling in the parking lot here.
I'm Greta Garbo.
With that damn young wife, she done turned him into a liberal. Old damn flower child. Hey, don't give him no crawfish.
Don't give him any crawfish.
Hey,
that's funny. Oh, yeah. I need to check that app
out. But that Jeep, though.
Yeah, they have a Jeep. That would be cool,
too. Why would you not do that, Ace? Well, you don't want to rent somebody's... You got to go to their house to pick it up or something?
I don't know.
And what if they're trying to get you to make a drug run and you don't even know what's going on? I'll rent you my car.
Problem.
But you have to take it back to this location over here, on the other side of the Texas-Louisiana border.
You're a mule.
I need to rent an exotic car. I got to check that app out. That'd be cool. Mm.
That'd be a horrible idea for the owner.
Mm-hmm. I hope their insurance covers all the vents you're going to put in a weekend.
Yeah.
Please.
You ever gone out with a guy who took you out for a date on rented rims?
No. I hope no. I hope not.
We're going to have to wrap this up. I got to give these shits back.
He rented them for the date.
I got to turn these rims in at 8.
Oh, yeah. God.
Eat up. Eat faster.
I used to live next to a place that rented rims. It's a really nice place. But it used to be packed out all the time.
Like, all the time. I wonder if the weekly rates, like during the week, were cheaper than weekend rates.
I'm sure. But they do the whole thing.
The thought process of going out and then spending money to rent rims for Friday to Sunday, then taking them back on Monday.
Makes no sense.
Yeah. You got to have the tires taken off. Put on these rims, then go back and take them off and put them back on for what? On the weekend?
Yeah.
Or do they come with tires?
I don't know.
I always assumed you were your tires.
Yeah, I thought they were your...
I don't know.
Because if you got a really good-looking set of rims and some raggedy-ass tires, that's going to defeat the purpose.
Yeah.
Or I wonder if they're, you know, you can get the rims and then mount your tires on it, or we can do the whole set, and that'll cost you, you know, $200 a day.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, I wish I knew how much it was.
Well, we can find out.
Yeah. We got the damn internet.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get on there.
I learned, as a guy told me a valuable lesson when I was in high school. He said, man, you want to make a car look better on the outside, first thing you do is put some rims on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I never thought about it that way, but then I thought, he's actually on to something, because you could have a crappy paint job, but it's like having a good pair, clean pair of shoes on at the bottom. Like, those are sharp shoes he's got. It makes everything look a little bit better.
Yeah, tires and wheels are always the biggest change in a vehicle's look. But you haven't found any legit kind of things?
The only thing I found is on Memorial Drive. It's like a car dealership, I believe.
Oh yeah,
but my flight is like 7:30 Sunday morning. So when do you take the car back? And then how do I get Sunday morning from there, from point A to point? I got to get to the airport.
Your sister can't take you to the airport.
I can't. I don't want to deal with that. 5 o'clock in the morning on Sunday morning, I have to ask her to get up and take us all up, and take us to the airport.
Please.
Which means I'd have to take the car back. I don't. I gotta. It's my fault. I'm a dumbass.
Well, just reroute your flight to Shreveport or Baton Rouge, where they have cars.
Yeah. Well, I've already been through that. Remember, I got stranded in Baton Rouge and had the $137 Uber to get home last time because they just were like, we're out of cars. Sorry. What?
We ain't got
it. Well, it is a holiday weekend.
I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people in that area love Jesus.
That's right.
So that is true. So let's see what I got here. If I do same as pickup.
Yeah, see what Jerry Wayne's got.
Yeah, I'm doing Expedia.
Hey, bud. What you got?
Well, I mean, I don't know how much I'd charge you offhand because ain't nobody ever asked for it, but No, my mama's car, I just put a new engine in it. I mean, it runs like a top. I never really knew how. It
runs like a top. Yeah,
I've never seen an electric top or a gas-powered top.
No.
But either way, every time she drives it, not anymore because she's not mobile, but every time she come in, she pull it right in that garage. And then just spray it down with end dust and wipe it like she's, you know, dusting furniture.
Now, I don't have any cars, but I do have a nephew. He's 17. He's looking to make a couple extra dollars. You want to give him a call? Here's his number.
Hey, how would you like a chauffeur?
Yeah, how about that?
Is this helpful?
Yeah. I'm honestly not paying attention.
Oh God, I want to hear you call your wife and tell her that there's a quandary.
She is not having a good morning.
Yeah.
Let's
do that.
What? Call her?
Yeah. Right.
We can't right now. She's doing a client.
I know. That's what I heard. I'm sorry.
Oh.
She's a personal trainer, and she just texted me. She's on the phone. Doing a Zoom thing with a client, personal workout, and in the process of that, the lady came to pick up Toby that's watching Toby for the first time, the dog. So she's knocking on the door while the workout's going, and she's tried to get Cade, my 18-year-old son, who's a touch lazy, to be awake so he could take care of that, and so he hasn't. He's apparently not up. So.
Is he in the house?
Yeah, he's upstairs in his room asleep. So she's trying to do the personal training session that somebody's paid for while the girl's knocking on the door. It's going to take a couple minutes to set her up. And the person who was supposed to be helping out is not helping because he's asleep and she is not happy at the moment.
Go wake him up.
Welcome to be a parent.
She can't walk away from her client.
She don't want to leave the client who's paying for a 45-minute session or whatever.
She can just mute the thing.
Yeah.
Just mute it real fast and yell.
Get your ass up.
Cade isn't even up, and the dog walker is knocking on the door, and he isn't waking up from it. I had to effing repeatedly call him when he should have already been up. I'm in the middle of a client session. F.
Well, now tell her we're not going to have a car in Alexandria.
Yeah.
It gets better.
And it's not April Fool's.
Yeah. Oh, somebody says here that Turo, they bring the car to the airport. Hang on, I'm going to download that app.
Things are getting better. It's like a how can we help you Wednesday but for Ace.
Yeah, it's in reverse.
Yeah.
You're welcome to drive my car all you want, but there's a little bit of a catch to it. My Rottweiler has to stay in here.
He lives in here. He's got food and water. He's fine. Just don't look them in the eye.
Riggins, you're all about these types of apps and letting people, strangers, come in your house and get your dog and all that stuff when you're not home. Would you rent somebody else's car and drive it around?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
Would you put yours up to be rented?
No, because nobody's looking to drive my car. But if I had a nice car, sure. Yeah, they do.
I would think if you had a nice car, you'd be less likely to do it.
It helps you make the payment.
True.
Oh, yeah. See, I gotta start thinking like millennials.
Yeah, sure. If you live in the city, you can hop on a scooter and get to wherever you're going. You really don't need the car that much, and that's where most of these things are getting dropped off. But they're nice, like G wagons.
We should rent
foreign cars.
Oh God,
let's do it.
That would be a good thing. If I came in and told Jody, hey, we're gonna put your car up for rent on this on this site.
Yeah.
Oh man, I would love to see her reaction. Yeah,
get your. Get your yoga mat and weights out of it.
Get that shit out of there. Yeah, Tahoes, Suburbans, big Escalades.
I want to drive an Escalade for just one day.
Yeah. Mercedes.
My little friend Jenny's got a brand new one.
Really?
She did this.
She would get a big car. I like that.
That's what she had before, too.
Yeah.
Her family is their Escalade people.
I want to get an SUV next, for sure.
She has no cars found.
Damn it. Lion sacks of shit. Told me they had one. That's a bait and switch. They baited me and switched me to nothing.
Yeah. Well, you imagine if somebody did have a damn Mercedes in Alexandria, I'd be the talk of the damn town. You see what he's driving.
You may just need to rent a bus.
I would right now.
That would be kind of cool, though. Then you would have a lot of space for all your things.
Start at 14.
All your luggage.
I meant a city bus.
Oh.
Yeah. Like an old city bus.
I want one of those old Volkswagen, the little tiny buses. They're so cute. I love them.
Yeah, of course you would.
Thursday, April 1st, 4 p.m. So, okay, let's save. Let's see what happens. No cars found. Oh. How are these people finding cars?
Maybe she didn't put a date.
Michelle's showing me the car. Like, she sent me a screen cap of the car. How did she get that?
I don't know.
Michelle. Come on, Michelle.
Use the Turo app. Here's what is in Alexandria available. I just used it in Colorado, and it's great.
I love homemade churros.
It tells
churros.
Me nothing happens.
At least I had a churro app.
For homemade churros.
You can make a homemade churro. You make homemade churros?
No. I just said I like them.
Well,
don't know that I've ever eaten a churro.
They're so good.
Yeah, I like them when they're still, like, they're chewy.
Hot.
And
You can dip them in the caramel.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm stressing.
Somebody around there's got to have a vehicle. Benji doesn't have an extra car.
No, he doesn't. He's only got one.
You ain't got no friends that can come pick you up?
Well, I do, but I don't want to bother anybody.
That's what you get for having poor friends.
Get you some rich friends.
Rob said the lady on Facebook searched Alexandria, Alabama.
Oh.
Is well, maybe what the deal
okay.
is.
Okay. Well, all
it's
right.
Alexandria, so Louisiana.
Okay.
I didn't even know there was an Alexandria, Alabama.
There's one in Virginia, right? Alexandria, Virginia.
Yeah. Not a car.
We can't find one of those.
Yeah, somebody will hook you up.
You should order Uber Eats and then just ask them if they can give you a ride back. While you're here.
Hang on.
Can you just drop the Eats part for a minute?
Yeah.
I put, do you think we have time for me to run Kate home to get his AirPods? I said, we have plenty of time. She says, okay, cool. I will take him to get them. And I just typed in, I can't get us a rental car.
Hmm.
I can't get us a rental car.
She's going to kill him.
And we'll take a break and see what happens next.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, Neogenix. What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
So, before we get back to Ace's dilemma about his rental car in Alexandria, Louisiana, the vacation capital of the world, we got to tell you about what you should do for your guy for spring. You need to make sure that he is freshly shorn at all times. with the help of Manscaped, the global leaders in men's below-the-waist grooming. Now, they have what they call the Perfect Package 3.0. The Perfect Package 3.0 kit comes with the Essential Lawnmower 3.0, which is the trimmer, waterproof, cordless, has all kinds of other stuff in the Perfect Package 3.0 to help. The Manscaped Crop Preserver, which is an anti-chafing deodorant and moisturizer for downstairs. Because, you know, it's starting to get hot and you don't want any stickage happening between the sensitive area and the leg.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't want that. So the Crop Preserver helps with that. Also, the Crop Reviver, which will keep him fresh as spring flowers.
Nice.
Down below.
Oh, that's cute.
Mm-hmm. And then there are two free gifts, the Shed Travel Bag and the high-performance, reduced-chafing Manscaped Boxer Briefs. In all seriousness, this stuff is really good. These are great products. Ace and I both used them, but not on each other, before we even had known people at Manscaped who wanted to advertise with us. So you can get this for your guy. If you're a guy, you can get it for yourself. I mean, it's nothing that says that a woman can't use it either. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Well, for the most part, the trimmers and whatnot.
Yeah.
So go to manscaped.com, get 20% off and free shipping when you use the code ACETJ. Manscaped, ACETJ, get 20% off and free shipping.
That's awesome.
All right. So what did she say, Ace, when you said, I'm not able to find us a car?
Yeah. She said, really? And I said, yes, it's a shit town. I'll have to book one and have Piper take us to the car early Sunday morning. That's about all I can do. I've tried everything. She goes, your first text makes no sense. What do you mean? I said, I'll have to tell you later. I have to get this ducking car done. Sorry. And sorry he's being a shithead about my son. Your texts are not really making much sense. You must be writing them in a rush. I'll let you get back to work. Thanks. That would be appreciated.
Well.
Yeah, let you get back to work, yeah. Booking a rental car.
Yeah.
That I should have done.
During the podcast. Yeah,
right, during the podcast. Sorry.
You're not
so
making
you found
any sense.
One, but it's just not at the airport?
Yeah.
It's not on
not at the
site.
Airport. It's on Memorial Drive. So it's a way. So now I get there at 4:11, land at 4:11, place closes at 5. I got to get from point A to point B by about 4:45 today.
Yeah, you could do that easily. But who's going to do that? Your sister going to pick you up?
Yeah, I'll have to ask her to pick me up.
And you think she'll be able to?
I don't know. If not, I'll get a... Motherfucker. I'll get a... Sorry, I apologize. That went out over the air. I was having to create a password.
I'm like feeling that,
is that
energy
the password?
Right now.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
That should be his password for everything.
For everything.
What is this mother password?
To continue, please jump to the first invalid field. Or
everything's in.
By the way, that's where that's where the outdoor concert is this summer.
The invalid field.
It's a festival.
Ooh.
Big deal.
Mm-hmm. Memorial Drive.
Oh my God! It said use this suggested password that I couldn't remember to save my life. Okay, now let's see if it works. Let's cure one problem. Okay. Cure the biggest problem. Then I'll figure out how to get from A to Z.
Yeah.
All right.
A to Z. Fish.
Mm-hmm.
It's my fault. God. See, and the thing I hate about it most is, the thing that makes me most upset is that I've had days to do this. I just forgot about it. It didn't occur to me. And then I thought about it last night and went, oh, I should do this. I need to do this when I get home. Then I got home and I had some work to do, and I didn't come back and finish it because I was so tired. And then, save password. And so now I was going to do it this morning. And then just because it's such a small town, they don't have anything. So now I'm stuck.
Yeah, the local hooker's a virgin. That's exactly how small it is.
Exactly. So it's just frustrating. It's my own fault, and that's what frustrates me. Because now I've made it. I've made it difficult for everybody else. Instead of just getting their stuff and getting in the car and driving off like we should have, I've added a step today, and most importantly, I've added a big step because we leave at like 7:30 Sunday morning. So we got to drop this car off at like 6 o'clock in the morning to get to the airport by 6:30 to be on the plane by 7:30. So I've just made it more difficult for everybody.
But you're used to getting up early.
Yeah, but it's, for them, it's...
Yeah, big deal. They got a free trip to Alexandria, Louisiana.
Yeah, exactly.
What more could they want?
They can get breakfast now. He probably has a really good breakfast spot in Alexandria.
Miss Mimi's will be open that early.
See, Miss Mimi's, that sounds delicious.
Miss Mimi's Cafe and Body Shop.
I'm aggravated with myself.
You don't talk to yourself like that, though. You gotta just...
Somebody said, just rent a party bus.
Hey, that's what I said.
That's what TJ said.
There, you think there's a party bus in Alexandria, Louisiana?
Louisiana, every damn bus is a party bus.
Although, here's a positive. Here's a positive. I think I can actually land, check the... You have any cars? If they have one, it's free cancellation for the other one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that's worth a shot.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah,
and well, somebody we got two temporary tires on it.
Yeah. Guess Amanda will be planning all trips now. Yeah, she took care of the flights because they were credits that we had that were set up from our Costa Rica trip that didn't happen. So she took care of that. So now that we've had this problem, I'll just take care of the car next time. Okay, you make one effing mistake.
Right.
We got one Dodge Caravan painted like Thomas the Tank Engine. You can have that.
But if you have a party bus, then you can do the party shots in them.
Yeah, I'm sure there's not a party bus available to be rented in Alexandria, Louisiana.
Well,
I get aggravated. I'm such an idiot.
We got one 1997 Ford Focus. No, it ain't roomy, I'll give you that. You're welcome to it, but you're going to have to change oil in it first or that car ain't moving.
Lord.
Now, I just put a new starter in it, so I know that's all right. Went on and put a new battery and alternator, but it does need to have an oil change or it's going to lock up tighter than Dick's hat band when you pull out of here. You're gonna sling a rod if you don't do it. I don't mean sling a rod in a sexy way. I mean in the bad way, in your engine.
Good.
If it slips out of gear, there's power, there's a transmission fluid in the trunk. Just put a little in, you'll be fine.
I've got one Ford Festiva, no seats. But
it ain't got no seat belts because it ain't got no seats.
I got bad news. Ain't got no seat belts. What's the worst news? I ain't got no seats either.
I wish I could do a country accent. You guys are funny.
You just have to keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars, Alexis. Keep practicing. Get Adam to help you.
Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
Adam really enjoys using Southern terms now that it took him a while to figure out how to use them in the proper context. But whoop ass is one of them that he loves. You know, I'll whoop his ass. And then another is fixing. And I still don't think he's used fixing in the right context.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
There's no way.
I know the first time he ever tried to use it, we were on an escalator, and TJ and I almost fell down the escalator laughing so hard. Thank you, James, for your help. James just sent a message. My bad. I'm from Alabama. I was looking at the wrong thing.
Yeah. All right, good. We need to take a break because we still have the one-star script club reviews to get to.
On Thursday. That's right. All right, we'll get to that next.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes. Woo-hoo! On the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, NEOGENIX. What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny Podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny Podcast is available on all major podcast platforms and acetj.com.
Okay. Well, yes, he should be on the call and he should be running it.
Was that on?
So,
that
was, here we go.
Running out of time here for the highlight of Share Funny of the week, but I don't know if it's going to be able to top all of the rafts that we had with Alexis's eyelashes earlier in the week, but Riggins and the one-star script club reviews.
Yeah, this is where we go across the country visiting real towns, local strip clubs, and reading real Google reviews from people from these strip clubs. And these are real reviews. You can go check them out for yourself. We will start in Newport, Kentucky, at the Brass Ass Strip Club.
Good name.
And Jeff Doherty went there recently. He left a one-star review. He said, it was awful. Brittany did not come over to dance, offer a dance to my friend, and he ended up beaten off in the bathroom.
Oh! Yuck.
So
he had no other choice.
I guess that deems that place like...
Oh, my God.
Give his friend a one-star review. That's disgusting.
He's telling his friend's business.
Yeah. Jeff Doherty, that's my friend. He ended up beating up in the bathroom.
Golly. What the hell kind of friend is that to be posted? He posted that publicly that his friend did that by first and last name.
And how did his friend know that's what he did? He had to come back to the table and go, you know what I just had to do? If Brittany wouldn't come over here.
I didn't even think about that. Like,
Brittany wouldn't come over here, so hell, I had no other option.
And Brittany's, you know, smoking and reading the reviews. She's like, what the hell? I didn't even see these guys.
Yeah, what's he doing coming back, telling his buddy, hey, man, guess what just happened? I had to go be up in the bathroom.
And would Brittany have done that for him if she would have come over there?
I doubt it. Well, I don't know.
Well, he makes it sound like he had to because she wouldn't come over there.
Yeah. Newport, Kentucky, anything goes. I don't know.
And I'm guessing that Brittany is the only the only stripper in the place.
Sounds like it. Then we can go up to Fort Dodge, Iowa at Top Hat Lounge, which I love the name of for some reason. Top Hats. Joe Scavo said, I wasted $20 on a lap dance. It's not worth a butt lick. Felt like I was in a prison full of fat girls who couldn't shake anything but the ground. One of the girls walked up and offered to dance. Next thing I knew, my thing was stuck in the Grand Canyon of butt crack.
Oh,
what?
Trying to be funny, Joey.
The only thing
they could shake was the ground.
Yeah. Big old girls. Then we'll go up to Rootstown, Ohio at the Omega Gentlemen's Club. Nick Blockaz left a one-star review. Given the location, one star, you'd be better off going to the Akron Club. The dancers are all overweight and drugged out. I would say most of them were about fours and fives. The older chick, Danny, begs, pleads, and forces dances on you. I've never been to a strip club where the dancers weren't required to wear shoes.
Oh, gross. You know the bottoms of their feet are gross.
My name's Danny. You want to dance? No. You sure?
I've never been to a strip club where the dancers didn't wear shoes either. Never.
I hate a hard-selling stripper.
You're not kidding.
Yeah. I don't like pushy people.
Yeah. Then we just have to go down the street. We'll stay in Rootstown, Ohio, to the Diamond Lodge. Steve left a one-star review. He wrote, OMG, it's Skank Central. And I'm not even talking about the dancers. The patrons are disgusting.
The what?
The patrons.
Patrons, okay.
All skanks. Then we can go to Columbus, Ohio, to Centerfolds. Sean wrote, it's not so bad, but also not very good. They don't do lap dances. They do away from the lap dances. Oof. Whatever that means.
So that means they just dance in front of you.
Yeah, I think so.
No contact.
Yeah.
Guess what I just had to do in the past.
That's so nasty.
That bitch.
And then he had, hopefully he went into the stall. He wasn't at the urinal.
The
urinal.
I would say obviously, but that but doesn't you never apply know. In this case, does it?
That's funnier to imagine, though.
Him stumbling off into the bathroom.
Yeah, if he's standing at the urinal.
Ugh.
Yeah. I do have one final one, but I'm always hesitant to do these now when they don't sound like strip clubs.
Oh, yeah.
Because we had that one steakhouse.
We had one bad experience. For
that sounded like a strip. It was called The Strip, and it had like all the...
Like a saloon girl.
Yeah, all the graphics of like strip clubs, but it was like tongue-in-cheek thing. So this one's called Starbella. And it's in South Carolina, Richburg, and I'm hoping this is actually... A strip club. Too many fights. I've seen chair throwing, bottle smashing, mob fights.
Mob fights?
Mob fights in Richburg, South Carolina. I don't know if that's true or not.
I've never seen a full-on bar brawl like that.
With
chairs being thrown.
No, I've never seen anything like that. The one I was in college was like a mini bar brawl. There was some stuff.
Oh, in the hotel room?
In the hotel room.
The fight over a mini bar?
No. There was some. No. There was the one I was in that bar in college.
Oh, I thought you said
was a mini bar.
Sorry,
fight. It was like a mini bar fight. Oh. Sorry, I mean like
a mini bar,
like a smaller version of the bar fight.
Who's slinging punches over a tiny bottle of Captain Morgan and a $50 Snicker?
Yeah. There was a guy that got clocked who wasn't even involved, and he had two beers. He had a pitcher of beer and a beer in his hand, and they went flying, and some stuff was thrown around, but it was bad.
First time I went to a club, there was a whole fight, and they were throwing chairs and tables and bottles.
I've never seen
it was scary.
I've seen a chair or a bar stool picked up before, but I've never seen people throw tables.
Yeah, like a cocktail table. They like picked it up and threw it. And my little self, every time that... I'm always like, if I'm somewhere where there's a lot of people, I'm always trying to check where the exits are because I'm like, I'm going to get ran over. They're going to squish me, so I need to make it to the exit for anybody else.
The first time you go to a club, there's a big brawl in there.
And it was a foam party. Ugh.
I've been to a foam party.
I was not about it.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're walking around with the foam in your face the whole time.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
You mean because it's
not in my face?
Isn't it on the floor?
Yeah. Like the one I went to was.
Yeah.
And you walk through it? It's a lot of foam.
It was a lot of foam.
Where at? Where
I'm not that little. Shut up.
Where'd you go to the foam party?
It was a club that was off of Independence. It's not there anymore.
Ew.
I know. But.
I went to one in Myrtle Beach. That foam stank, man. Oh, man.
Ew.
Stank finger when you come out of there.
Yeah, it's so nasty. The whole idea of a foam party is gross.
Yeah.
I've never been to one. That was a thing after we were already grown.
Oh, really? They didn't have foam party?
No.
The idea, I think, at least at the one I was, that the foam covered up enough so that when people were grinding out on the dance floor and stuff, other things were going on below the foam that you couldn't see. So that was the appeal of going there. You could kind of be nasty.
Ugh.
Is it just suds?
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I don't know how they make the foam, but it's dense.
Yeah.
It's not like...
It's not like
dishwasher.
No.
Bubbles.
Dense.
I mean, dishwashing bubbles.
Dense foam.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's gross. It's so gross.
Yeah.
How didn't they just do fake snow?
I know. I guess they could. But that was like the least disgusting thing I saw when I was in Myrtle Beach that weekend. Myrtle Beach. Yeah. It was pretty gnarly.
All right. Well, Ace had to finish up his...
Oh, poor Ace.
His booking.
That's my fault. Don't feel sorry for me. I'm a dumbass.
Yeah, no,
it's my own fault.
Yeah, I know it's your fault.
Stop.
I'm just aggravated myself. Piss off.
Right.
Sorry.
It's his own fault.
It's my own fault.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly not my fault.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
At least you want to push the button.
Bye.
Oh, sorry, I'm trying to command it. Pass it down.
This is Share Funny.
Oh, yeah.
On the Ace and TJ button.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenics. Neogenix. What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.